Alex Salmond, how would an independent Scotland be different?
Well, it'd be governed as the people of Scotland would wish it to be governed. You know, raise their own taxes, decide our own spending priorities, decide whether or not to go into illegal wars in Iraq. The answer would be no, incidentally. So there'd be very substantial differences in the nature of the policy formulation. There are some at the present moment. There'd be a lot more if Scotland were independent.
It would also be broke, of course, wouldn't it?
Well, independent Scotland would be the sixth most prosperous country per head in the OECD. I think that's a reasonable basis to start to be an independent country.
We've got £1 trillion worth of public debt in this country. How much would the Scots take?
Well, the normal way to divide up debt would be either a population share or a GDP share. So incidentally,
how much do you want to take?
Well, that would be about just over 8%. But incidentally, we would have about 90% of £1 trillion asset in terms of oil and gas resources in the North Sea.
But the birthright of any citizen of an independent Scotland would be about £16,000 worth of debt, or would it be more than that?
Well, the assets would be much greater. See, the difference between Scotland's position is we'd have a share. Well, you know, you're talking about the debt that the United Kingdom has accumulated. We'd take our share of that because we're part of the United Kingdom. We can't do anything about the mistakes of previous chancellors that he's checking.
And you know the level of public spending in Scotland, the last year for which records are available.
Yes, and you also know that Scotland's fiscal position of four out of the last 5 years has been positive on the government expended and revenue statement. And also, incidentally, Jeremy,
you know that level of public spending was in Scotland.
Yeah, and the level of revenue is higher, Jeremy. And I'm pointing out there's
over the last
5 years, 7.5.
The official figures are £62 billion of public spending in Scotland. This is 2009 to 2010. Do you know what the revenues raised in Scotland were?
Well, I know that in four out of the last 5 years, Scotland's
been
in fiscal
surplus. Well, there were 48. There's a £14 billion gap.
But Jeremy, there's a £150 billion gap in the United Kingdom. Relative to the United Kingdom, Scotland is in a stronger fiscal position.
Let's look at the reserves that your country would have available to you. If you take gold first off, there's about 310 tonnes of gold that the Bank of England's looking after. What share of that do you want?
Well, normally the way on independence to do these things, there's a well-trod path, many countries have become independent, is you have the same percentage of assets and the same percentage of liabilities.
So you want about 8% of the 300 tonnes of gold?
That would be the normal way to put it. But incidentally, a country's resources, we've gone past the mercantile period, Jeremy. Country's resources aren't backed by gold just as well, because as I remember, Gordon Brown sold most of it.
Yeah. But you still want it?
But the fair division of assets and liabilities, including the range of assets that Scotland has.
How do you get it north?
But generally, many countries, incidentally, hold their reserves in common, you know, through the Bank of International Settlements and other things.
Oh, so you might leave it at the Bank of England?
Well, I mean, we've got plenty of vaults in Scotland, but a country's reserves aren't...
What's there going to be, some sort of armoured train or something?
Well, it'd certainly be a lot better than the nuclear trains that go to Faslane at the present moment, Jeremy.
Let's look at the politics of it. You say that an independent Scotland would be a beacon of progressiveness.
Mm.
I think I recall Robert Mugabe saying something similar about Zimbabwe.
I don't think, Jeremy, you can do yourself any great favours by comparing Scotland to Zimbabwe.
No, I'm comparing myself, you to Mugabe.
Well, I was just going to say, or by comparing myself or any other Scottish politician to Robert Mugabe.
Implicit in that is the idea, Jeremy, that this is a one-party state.
I'm sure there's a star in Zimbabwe television, and I wouldn't dream of comparing you to that person.
Say what you like, but, I mean, implicit in that assumption, is it not, is the belief that there is really only one party that can rule Scotland?
No, that's not the assumption. Scotland is not just a multi-party democracy. Incidentally, we have more parliamentary parties competing than you have south of the border at the present moment. But Scotland has a system of proportional representation which ensures that minority voices at least have a chance of being regularly represented in our parliament. So
but
far
it's
from
a
being a
beacon of progressiveness, according to you, are there other progressive parties in Scotland?
Yes, there are. I mean, we are supporting
the Labour Party. Are they progressive?
Well, they're not particularly progressive, but sometimes in the past they've been progressive. But the Green Party are a progressive party.
You were talking also about a social union.
Mm.
Isn't the best way to guarantee a social union a political union?
No, I'm saying we can have political independence but continue the social union, whether it's institutional, sharing a monarch, for example, or the great family ties. Listen, Jeremy, we'll even be able to watch you on Newsnight after Scotland becomes independent.
Well, you can only watch part of the programme now.
Well, it will be better because we'll have the choice of watching the whole programme, because we'll have an alternative choice of a whole Scottish programme.
Will you be paying the licence fee?
Well, we'll watch on the same basis as the Irish public, but we shall pay...
The Irish, they don't pay.
Well, yeah, but we shall pay for BBC programmes in the same way as we'll contribute to buy anything else we choose to watch. But I assure you, Jeremy, you shall be a star in an independent Scotland.
And you won't be paying the licence fee?
Well, we'll have a licence fee to set up a Scottish broadcasting channel.
Exactly.
And I'm quite certain we'll be wanting to purchase from the BBC.
Do you think this is some sort of charity?
The BBC? I can't believe you said that. I'm sure that in the BBC, charity begins at home, Jeremy.
Alex Salmond, thank you.
Great pleasure.